here's a story from The World.
In many streets across Nigeria, anger is boiling over. Thousands of protesters are turning out in several major cities, demanding reform of the country's police forces, notorious for kidnappings, harassment, and extortion. Nigerian security forces have killed at least 10 of the demonstrators. Amara Wampa is among the protesters in Abuja, Nigeria's capital. He directs the public policy initiative there. I asked him what the protesters have managed to accomplish.
They've gone to the National Assembly. They've gone to the police headquarters. What I've witnessed is that police has been very violent with them over the past few days. They've been shot at. They've been pelted with hot water cannons and with tear gas as well.
There are demonstrations taking place in Abuja, where you are, and in cities and towns across the country, big cities like Lagos. Let's hear this. This was a scene this week in Abuja, the capital, where you are. So, Amara, was that live ammunition the police were firing just a moment ago?
Yes, they were firing live ammunition, yes. Not rubber bullets. Live ammunition has been fired.
So this is happening this week after Nigeria's government announced it was disbanding the infamous police unit that a lot of people are upset by. It goes by the acronym SARS. That's a special anti-robbery squad. It's disbanded, and yet the public's anger is still really boiling over. Explain that.
The Nigerian police brutality is actually a culture. Nigeria inherited this police force from its colonial past. The police has largely seen its role in society as protecting the state from the citizen or protecting the political elite from citizens. And so that has largely carried on over the last 77 years. Where we find ourselves right now is that over the past two decades, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS, has become notorious for brutality, extortion, extrajudicial killing, and targeted harassment of young people. And so when young people say, end SARS, I don't think they were expecting their government to take them too literally and just disband a unit of the police force. What they were actually saying is that they need the government to step in and address with concrete measures the culture of police brutality that has cost a lot of lives. And while the government was busy announcing the dissolution of the unit, policemen across the country were shooting at peaceful protesters. And so young people are saying to the government that nothing really has changed.
So while the government disbanded the special anti-robbery squad, it sounds like things have only gotten worse. So now what?
Even though government has announced several measures, including recalling all the officers in the units back to Abuja for retraining and psychological testing, what young people are asking for and what they're looking for is something that makes a difference in their lives, that makes them safer when they go out in the streets about their business.
Yeah, tell us more about the culture of impunity that's really been associated with Nigeria's police and how that plays into this current controversy over the special anti-robbery police.
Okay, so Nigeria maintains a national police force, and that police force is over-centralized. So Nigeria is a very big country, but you have a national police force that has a single head. And so it's notoriously difficult to manage. It's over-centralized, it's under-resourced, it's ill-equipped, and too often it suffers from political interference. The recruitment process has been compromised, the officers are poorly trained, they're also badly paid. And so a lot of time, you know, they're prone to corruption and violence. And a lot of officers who, find out that they don't have the capacity and they don't even have the resources to ensure public safety, they've turned to crime. And so the Nigerian police force relies on torture to elicit confessions. People are being profiled on the streets and treated as criminals when they are not. And they're just regular young people going about their business.
Yeah, and all sorts of people have been protesting in the streets and online. People are posting videos of police brutality and voicing their concerns. There's a hashtag now, End Police Brutality in Nigeria. Here's the well-known musician, Femi Kuti, who posted this video on Twitter.
The police have the authorization to shoot innocent protesters on the streets. What is happening on the streets of Nigeria right now is unacceptable, and every police officer must be held accountable, and the government must be held accountable for every life lost. This is a peaceful protest. The police are meant to protect life and property. The police are meant to defend the citizens of this country, not kill its citizens.
So, Amara, what are the obstacles right now to reform, and what's it going to take to re-envision the role of police in Nigerian society? That sounds like a big question.
It will start, first of all, by holding officers accountable. And so for these cases that have been reported, where there have been individuals have been killed or tortured and they've made reports, officers need to be punished and justice needs to be done. And those victims need to be acknowledged and they need to receive the appropriate judicial remedies for what they've gone through. And then the police has to be a lot more transparent about the transformation it's going through, the reform. So the police has to be more open, more accountable. There's a role that the National Assembly or the legislature has to play in this situation, you know, basically to pass laws that allow for reliable, independent oversight of the police and perhaps even restructuring of the police to reduce the over-centralization of the force, to make it easy for administration and accountability.
Amara Awankpa is based in Abuja, Nigeria's capital, where he directs the Public Policy Initiative. Amara, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.